With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. No votes in the House for the rest of the week after a handful of Republicans sided with Democrats against allowing debate on a pair of GOP bills. Bob Agnew reports.
The rules vote halted the common formality of letting a bill proceed and came after internal GOP disagreement over a proposal to allow members to vote remotely when they are parents of a newborn. Florida Republican Representative Anna Paulina has been leading a bipartisan group demanding members who are new parents be allowed to vote remotely for 12 weeks following the child's birth. Speaker Mike Johnson says the rules vote means that there can be no votes in the House until Monday night. Bob Agnew reporting.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley introduced a bill Monday to limit the scope of judicial rulings, the latest in a string of GOP bills targeting the judicial branch. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Under Grassley's bill, judicial rulings would be limited to the parties involved, meaning any judge's orders would not apply to others who may be similarly situated but did not file legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson says federal courts answer to the House.
We do have authority over the federal courts, as you know. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have power funding over the courts and all these other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. So stay tuned for that.
The House is expected to consider similar legislation this week that would also limit judges' abilities to impose nationwide injunctions. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says his tariff announcement slated for Wednesday will amount to a liberation day for the United States. Some big questions will be resolved when Trump announces what are expected to be reciprocal tariffs that involve raising U.S. import duties to be equal to the levies that other countries impose on U.S. goods. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the Nasdaq rose 150. This is SRN News. Do you believe in the Trinity?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pew Research Center survey indicates a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Sapir, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Sapir says that the president is, quote, putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position, unquote. This is SRN News. The threat of more tariffs being unveiled by President Trump had the market swerving back and forth today. We hear more on the Wall Street activities this April Fool's Day from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Wall Street swerved through another shaky day. Investors remain unclear about what President Donald Trump will announce on tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The index came back from an early drop of 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 11 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.9%. Treasury yields dropped in the bond market following a report that manufacturing contracted last month. Markets have been shaky in the run-up to Wednesday. That's when Trump is expected to announce another set of taxes on imported goods. Airline stocks fell. Delta gave back 2.7%. Southwest gave back 6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.